Jeremiah describes with gripping images the outcome of human folly. I looked, and lo, the fruitful land was a desert, and all its cities were laid in ruins. 15 years ago, it looked like chaos would overwhelm creation. Images of planes flying into skyscrapers in New York City against the background of the most beautiful blue sky. Such images for us who are watching on that day come to mind easily on this day. Jeremiah's words to a people in a context long ago name, in a sense, it's almost eerie, amazing, what we saw. And many wondered, how can this be? Where is God? Jeremiah, I looked on the earth, and lo, it was waste and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and lo, they were quaking, and the hills moved to and fro. The ash and dust blocked light from heaven at ground zero. The buildings were quaking like the mountains of Jeremiah's vision. Jeremiah, God's prophet, names the people as foolish, stupid, having no understanding, but being skilled in doing evil. Jeremiah is speaking to people under the threat of defeat at the hands of the Babylonian Empire. And the prophet calls on the only people he could, his own, to change so that God would bless them rather than let them be defeated and all of these visions come to be. As we've discussed before, Jeremiah's worldview and theology, one of naming God as responsible for everything, all the good and all the bad, and that it was all God's will for God's people, this is not our worldview or our theology in the Episcopal Church as a whole today in our time. Certainly we know that we need to repent, and others do, but God did not allow 9/11 because we were bad. You may remember some fundamentalist preachers actually said that after the event. I've forgotten all that was said, but I remember the gay community was named as being to blame. Do we remember that? Yep. But Jeremiah, while his whole theology and worldview might not jive with ours, he is a companion for us today. For in his visions he found, quote, the horror so spellbinding that he could not take his eyes off it, fixed in terror at what he sees. That's quoting from a commentary. It was hard for many of us to stop watching that day. Remember what that was like? Even though it was the same set of images hour after hour. I was working downtown at St. Paul's at the time, and we were trying to decide later in the day how to start publicizing the prayer services we were going to have. And we had an outside person doing our website, and he decided to put the image of the plane going into the tower and the explosion. And immediately I said, no, no. No, let's not have that image advertising prayers for peace and healing. But it's so gripping. It's what everyone hates to look at and yet wants to look at. So much was lost that day, it's impossible to describe. Thousands of innocent lives lost, the thousands of lives broken with pain and grief, and an end to innocence for so many. Even for those who thought they'd seen a lot before that day. The new normal came to be, and it was horrible. Barricades went up and have not come down. 15 years ago, this happened on the Tuesday after our welcome back homecoming Sunday at St. Paul's downtown, where, as I mentioned, I was working at the time. And most of us on the staff, we were at Roslyn that day. We were in a retreat mode for the staff. The rector was just out of the hospital after really serious surgery. He wasn't there. He calls me on my ancient cell phone now, whatever we were using back then, and he said, "Hillary, this is huge. You've got to get back downtown." We didn't even know it was happening. We weren't watching the TV, and then we started to get reports from people, and we realized it. We went back downtown, and we saw barricades literally going up, and I think we felt them going up within us. Yet even Jeremiah, with his vision of the destruction, tells us that God was not done. Jeremiah says, "For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be a desolation, yet I will not make a full end." Even in the dark predictions of Jeremiah, God, who created the heavens and the earth, will not give up on the people and creation. On this day, we remember 9/11. On this day, we're also observing our Welcome Back Sunday and holding a ministry fair. When I first thought about this mix of things, emotions, energies of this day for us, I wondered if it would all work together, if it could go together. But quickly, I sensed the spirit in the mix. Yes, it works, because rather than crushing our spirits, days when the worst happens, on such days we remember God strengthens us to be the answer to the question, where was God? Where has God gone? We, in a sense, are the answer to that question. God with us, God working through us, to be people of hope and compassion, to be Christ to those who suffer, to be Christ to each other in our doubt and our fear and our grief. We have been created in the image of one who never gives up and always searches for the lost. Jesus was so clear about this, and people knew it. People were drawn to Jesus. We hear in our gospel today that all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus. People were drawn to him, but then people were also against him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling, saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." And so then Jesus tells them two stories, two parables, which tell us everything about who God is for us and our world. If one has 100 sheep and loses one, doesn't that shepherd go? Doesn't that shepherd go and search for the one who is lost? And finding the sheep, lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And then he invites people, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Or what woman does not search for her lost coin? Searching everywhere until she finds it. And then she also says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Jesus makes the point that there is great rejoicing and much joy in heaven when what was lost is found. God is all about searching, finding the lost, and rejoicing. God searches for us in all of our confusion, when we feel lost, when we have our personal 9/11s, and God does this often through the people in our lives. God does this through us for others. Having a ministry fair and celebrating who we are as a church is a good thing to do on this day. It is a hopeful thing. It proclaims our hope, our belief. While we continue to grieve everyone who was lost on that day and grieve what was lost, We live as people who are companions with God in searching for the lost, be that people or peace, individuals, communities. In the face of evil, we stand united with each other and with God to be children of light in the world. Those who proclaim and claim the love of God, that love that we proclaim, it is unstoppable. We claim that our faith, our community, this church, we exist in this world to be an alternative, a visible alternative, an embodiment, all of us together, of God, an alternative to hate, an alternative to destruction. And that is no small thing. It's so easy to take church for granted, right? We come here, it's been here, we could come next week or the week after. But this is a big deal, being here together today. Together we make the world a better place, and together we support each other in doing that. It is no small thing. Our community of faith does so much, our ministries that help sustain and change lives, much that makes real God's promises that God is always with us. Faith, religion, it can seem so complicated or so easy, as I just said, but in many ways it is understandable when we come together as a community to find the lost and what has been lost. God calls us together to strengthen each other in every circumstance. Consider today how you make a difference through this church. God wants to thank you for that. And I thank you for that. Think about how you do this. By being here today and worshiping together, we're all doing this. It's that important. Worship is the first step. It is the first step. And if you're not that involved here yet, maybe this is the day to take the next step. Every Sunday is the first step. Our worship prepares us for all we will do for each other and God during the week and the wider community. We walk this path together. We journey on, remembering the past with its dark days, but also its joyful days. God has brought us together for a reason, many reasons. On this 15th anniversary of 9/11, I think having this Welcome Back Sunday, a sort of renewal of our commitment Sunday, is exactly the right way, certainly one way, to respond to the evil that was 9/11 and to other evil, darkness, and situations of loss. Welcome back to church at this new program year. Welcome to all of you. Welcome back, even if you were here last Sunday, to the ministries that shine light into the darkness. And I conclude today with the last verse of our sequence hymn, words written by Carl Daw in response to 9/11. Let us pray. Help us to know your steadfast love, your presence near as breath. Kindle in our hearts the hope of life that conquers death. Amen.